All right, here we go with Boots and Salutes on this Wednesday morning, and you can start things off. Good morning, you're on the air.
And a royal salute and a big shout-out to anybody that had the smallest part in the great tribute that was given for Sharon Jacobs on Sunday. It was a great time. I had an opportunity to meet with Sharon, had a great conversation with her, even had a dance with her.
Yeah.
In fact, the celebratory situation made you forget why we were there. But
you know
I
what?
Wanted to.
Sharon,
everything was such a great atmosphere that made you forget why we were there. Almost.
Sharon stopped by the radio station yesterday, and she told us about her dance with you. So you must have made quite an impact as a dancer, sir.
But in any event, I wanted to tell Sharon to stay strong, stay positive, and laugh lots. And we're all praying for her to have that miracle that she suggested.
There you go. Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thank you for that
call.
And yes, she remembered the dance well. Like,
that's,
you know,
right. She talked about it.
Both of her feet are still sore. No, I'm just kidding. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. This Native thing, can you tell me the difference?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Am I on yet, or shall I wait?
No, you're on right now.
Okay. Hey, I want to give a great big salute to Steve Chisholm. I thought that Rod Kidder couldn't be replaced, but, oh, yeah, he could have been with the best guy ever. I just love that Steve guy. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you for the call. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
Look, I'm in shock as much as you
no,
are.
No, I think there's lots of love, man. Good on you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot these people that don't obey the rules of the road. The other day, I'm going down a main thoroughfare, and a woman with about three or four kids in a car blew right through a stop sign. I'll tell you, if I wasn't alert, there would have been a very serious accident. Stop signs mean stop, yield mean yield. As simple as that. I don't know how they ever got a driver's license. So please, people, watch the road.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. All right, 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. If you were a part of the province that was affected with the power outage yesterday, it looks like all systems have been restored as of 11 o'clock last night. Again, that could have knocked out some alarm clocks, so on and so forth. So you may want to help out a neighbor and do your best, right? So give them a call. Make sure they're up this morning. Hi, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Good morning. Steve Chisholm does a really good job, but I missed Mr. Kidder quite a bit. He's pretty good, too.
Thank you. That's fair enough. Thanks for the call.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to boot Jerry for blowing the stop sign and boot Justin Trudeau.
All right, Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I want to boot the NDP and the Liberal for trying to cause us all arguing with BC about fuel. That's wrong. They're just causing a division. They're snakes. Have a good day.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to boot a gentleman. He ran this province and he said to keep people in the province, his job's here, but yet where does he go? Goes to Calgary.
Thank you for the call.
In fairness, the report I read is he will remain in Swift Current.
Living there, yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Why do you insist on cutting people?
Well, sir, because my children listen to this program and they don't need to hear your racist comments, quite frankly. Thank you for the call, though. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi there. I'd like to boot the universities that give these honorary degrees.
You don't think people deserve them, or?
Nope. You deserve them if you go to the university and you get your marks, and then you get convocated, not get honorary for singing or dancing or whatever the hell they do. Thank you.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. This is for that fellow that was booting Mr. Wall. Yet he would salute Dr. Oz that they just elected that sports a carbon tax and a $15 an hour minimum wage. When I left school, I understood that minimum wage was an entry-level job, not a career. Thank you.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Hi, I'd like to make a comment on the article on A2 of the Star Phoenix today in regards to the Bushi incident. They want it taken to the UN to have the injustice that was caused. How about the four people that were killed north of Saskatoon on Wanuskewin about 4 years ago?
Well, I don't think either is related at all. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd like to salute Colin and Jack, please.
All right, you just did it. Thanks for the call.
Hey, by the way, I was just taking a look on our Facebook page. You know, we had a call saluting Sharon Jacobs, and there was a very nice tribute Sunday night, AN Event Club, to Sharon Jacobs. Yesterday, she came by the radio station. She was here during the trivia hour between 9 and 10 o'clock having some fun with us, and she took a really cool photo because she wanted to thank everybody who came out to her night. She now holds the record on our Facebook page for most likes.
Awesome.
Yeah, we put up the photo of Sharon Jacobs, most likes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
If you go to cjwwradio.com, you can have your say. Our question is, the NDP thinks minimum wage should be $15 an hour. Do you agree? So far, 72% say no. The rest say yes. You can vote online anytime at cjwwradio.com or call us this morning with your vote and thoughts on Boots and Salutes. Yesterday, I don't know if you were part of the traffic snarl-up, but when the power went out and was out for a good hour and a bit, it was parking lot territory in some sections of the city, just basically from Circle Drive West.
Right.
Didn't have power. And I've often wondered, and I don't know if I should wonder aloud or not, but would it be safer? Because, again, we don't get it sometimes, right? When it's a four-way stop if there's no lights.
That's right.
Would it be safer if we had police officers there direct traffic?
Yeah, but how would you manage that?
A police officer comes and stands and, like...
Well, I think they do when they're available and are in the area.
Okay.
But I don't think there's a whole lot of police officers just kind of cruising around that at the spur of a moment can go there because we can't figure out a four-way stop. I think in really heavy traffic situations, they do because I've seen it.
Okay.
But they're otherwise occupied.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, can I salute you guys just for the music you guys have been playing lately? It's been really good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Perfect. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to salute CJ Job with WW.
Thanks very much.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, to that NDPer that was complaining about bad wall going to Alberta, what happened with Lingenfelter when he lost election? Where did he go? I think it was Alberta, too.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you both for the jibber-jabber that you do. I think it's great. I really enjoy it. And number two, I want to give a salute to Dave for standing up to that racist garbage that you have to put up with. Thanks, and have a good day.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, good morning. The Indigenous people can say and do whatever they want, but yet we're the racist ones? That's not right.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I think that's a really great idea, having the police maybe direct traffic if the lights are out. But I think it'd be more closer to the donut shops, because that's...
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning.
Is there a full moon out?
Good morning. A policeman would move the traffic a lot faster because he'd let 10 or 15 cars through and then 10 or 15 the other way, which otherwise each one has to stop and wait.
Thank you for the call. That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes.
It's been a full morning.
It has, most certainly.
All over the road.
Of course, tomorrow we won't be doing Boots and Salutes. Jay Richards will. We're going to be over the dog's breakfast.
But that's the beauty of Boots and Salutes. It's always entertaining and it's always interesting, and you never know what you're going to get. It's kind of like a box of chocolates that way.
Very philosophical that you would say that.
Thank you very much.
Boots and Salutes for Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you.